The Church as Herald. This model makes the word primary and sacrament secondary. It is connected with the communion models, though it underlines faith and proclamation more than interpersonal relations. It is kerygmatic, radically centered upon Jesus and on the Bible, in the words of Richard McBrien, who splendidly summarizes the ecclesiology. This mission of the Church is one of proclamation of the Word of God to the whole world. The Church cannot hold itself responsible for the failure of men to accept it as God's Word, it has only to proclaim it with integrity and persistence. All else is secondary. The Church is essentially a kerygmatic community which holds aloft, through the preached Word, the wonderful deeds of God in past history, particularly His mighty act in Jesus Christ. The community itself happens wherever the Word is proclaimed and accepted in faith. The Church is event, a point of encounter with God. The chief proponent of the model was Karl Barth. Bultmann gave it an existential variant, stressing the importance of the Word of God as creator of the Church and underscoring the structural and historical connections of the Church. Ernst Fuchs and Gerhard Ebeling developed his ideas further. Hans Küng is the major Catholic proponent of this model. Faith is the primary bond of communion in this approach. And faith is seen as a response to the gospel, that is, to the proclamation of the Christ event. The Church is regarded as complete in a single local congregation. No particular form of church government is considered essential to the existence of the Church. The tendency is to say that the Church exists wherever there is a community that believes in Christ. The unity with the rest of the churches consists in the fact that all are responding to one and the same gospel. Among the advantages of this model, we can note its excellent biblical foundation, clear sense of identity, and the specificity of the mission of the Church, as well as the fact that it leads to a kerygmatic, Christ-centered spirituality. As Dulles says, all these points, well developed in the Protestant theology of the Word, are valuable correctives to the Catholic tendency to focus on complacency, on celebration, on sacramentality. However, the Herald model has its own weaknesses. This theory is little incarnated. In the theology of proclamation, it appears as though the Word had become not flesh but only Word. Also, the institutional is played off against either the event or the community, and the personal is too divorced from its context. Vatican II used this model sparingly, when it said that Christ is present in His Word, since it is He Himself who speaks when the Holy Scriptures are read in the Church. Lastly, He is present when the Church prays and sings, for He has promised, "Where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them," Matthew 18 verse 20. But the Council sees this presence among other ones, especially the sacramental presence in the Eucharist. On the other hand, the understanding in the Catholic Church of Magisterium is different from that of the Protestant tradition. An authentic teaching office plays a special role in the explanation and proclamation of the written Word of God. Finally, this model is too pessimistic and quietistic with regard to the possibility of human effort to establish a better human society and to the duty of Christians to take part in this common effort, as we shall see in the next model. We can say that, in general, Catholics have been rather indifferent or even hostile to this image. Only the charismatic renewal has paid primary attention to it.